it's kind of too high.
There was an Artie the Strongest.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. I got my picture taken because someone thought I was cosplaying as Sean Spencer.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, can I get my picture taken with you? It was over by the... They were doing the psych panel.
Oh, okay.
And so I was... So that makes sense. I was walking by because I was going... I was actually participating in a panel. And so I was walking by and they're like, hey, can I get my picture taken? I was like, holy shit, they recognize me from Wonder Boy. All right, cool. No. It was because I was wearing a plaid shirt, green chucks, ratty jeans, and a pokish hell necklace. If you want to...
I'm sorry, I can't...
Is it comfortable?
What?
I mean, is it comfortable where it is now?
I guess, but the windscreen is so...
Well, here.
I don't know.
Do you want... Here.
Or maybe... Maybe this, like that, this, or... This.
Can kind of down a little bit. Not too... this one's... there.
How's that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're picking up pretty nice, too.
Yay! Okay, thank you. Thank you for the assistance.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Animules.
Not the photos I wanted.
There you go. James!
Okay.
Oh. It's funny because he's furry.
Click, click, click.
Okay, so do we have a mic check topic of some sort?
I kept trying to think of them, and I kept thinking of ones that we've already done. Like, I kept cycling through very, very similar questions that we've gone back to. Okay, I actually do have one.
Ooh, okay.
Because I was having a conversation with my parents about Legos recently.
Yes.
And I was thinking that was one of the few toys I really held on to for a long period of time and still, you know, it still saw some, you know, action from time to time.
Yeah.
So we could do something along those lines of something from your childhood that had a very long longevity to it, or we could go toy specific, or we could...
Oh, I am screwed.
then you go to favorite. You go to favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I never grew up. I still carry my Avengers ID card.
Thanks. Come. I'll just keep them close.
It's okay.
Yeah, you can sit on the floor next to you.
That was my cover photo.
Cover photo?
On the Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
oh, cover photo. Yeah, I never remember to learn those terms anymore, so it's just like...
Just don't
so
it's
you
down
released
there.
A CD.
Yeah. Cool. No, that's like one of my favorite pictures of James and I, actually.
Ah. So, I like this topic.
So why don't you kick it off to, you know, kick it off.
Okay. So, childhood toys that have a great deal of longevity or things that I still play with, so to speak. Well... That is a tricky one.
No, it's not.
Because there are plenty of options here.
There
are some things that haven't really... There are themes that have stuck around, not specific toys. Because most of like the Star Wars figures that I played with growing up are tucked safely in a tub underneath my bed in my old bedroom. But there are...
Mint on card.
There are Star Wars figures that still make appearances in my room, mostly.
And they go on motorcycle trips with you?
Yes, and they do. I like to take like one Star Wars figure with me and take a picture of it or two in interesting places along the way.
So it's your Travelocity gnome.
Basically, yeah. Or, I mean,
Or Expedia? What was that
No,
one?
It's Travelocity.
Travelocity, okay.
Isn't it a stormtrooper? Yeah.
It was a scout trooper for one of the trips. I know that when we made our big road trip to move you and Zach out to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
that I did bring a scout trooper on that trip, mm-hmm. for sure. Because I remember having pictures of him where he was, like, it was like a desert scene and he was in the foreground.
You were quite skilled at those photographs.
Yeah, it was fun. And then when I did the motorcycle trip with my dad back in 09, where we went up through Beartooth Pass and down into Yellowstone Park and all the way back here and everything. For that one, I brought Wedge Antilles, the X-Wing pilot, and he's got his helmet that you can take off and stuff like that. So, yeah. So that was the big one for that trip. And so, yeah, I try to keep that trend going. I don't know if I actually... I think I brought one to Japan. It might have been one of my scout troopers. I'm not sure. Yeah. Producer Katie seems to think that I brought a scout trooper to Japan. So, yeah. So, I mean, that'd be a very clear example, and I still love to bust out the Legos every once in a while. I did exhume my tub of Legos from the crawl space when the basement flooded. So
I had to save them.
I have that out Scout somewhere. Trooper Ichiban. And more models will probably be built in the near future. So there's my answer.
We were just at the Legoland the other day.
We were admiring the Lord of the Rings sets.
They're nice.
Did they have the portal gun on display?
No, I didn't see it.
There's an employee who built a portal gun with what's that computer like
Mindstorm.
Oh
yeah.
It was a Mindstorm powered portal gun that was supposedly, you know, to scale, where there were like a couple triggers on there where the little prong things opened and you could control like what kind of light was glowing out of it, be it orange or blue.
Ooh.
And there was a video online that I saw of it, and it was just kind of a, hey, that's Mall of America. Cool. Some Minnesotan guy built that. Way to go.
Yeah.
They had one out at San Diego, actually, because I kind of nerded out. I was like, wow, why the hell do they have that? Because like the rest of it was Lord of the Rings and you know, Marvel and DC Legos and stuff like that. Then in one of the cases, it was like, boom, portal.
Maybe it was a loner.
Yeah, maybe. Or a duplicate.
Just right off the top of my head, I would think that would pose a licensing issue, but
yeah. They were doing
fan art.
Yeah, they were doing fan creations and stuff. So, I mean, it didn't light up like the one that you were talking about that I noticed anyways. But
it was just like on the side, there was just two or three lights or something. It was pretty low key.
Yeah, I don't know. I had seen it and I was like, oh, that's really cool. But that,
neat.
Yeah, that yours sounds way cooler.
So, Dave, did you think of...
Were you skipping Key?
Well, we just kind of bounce around.
Oh, okay. well, for those regular listeners, I collect toys, I make toys, I do all that stuff. One that has stayed with me, went down to Georgia with me and everything, was my coveted Michelangelo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. The original, I still have one half of one of his nunchucks that is still in the back of his belt. I have since made him replacements. But
yeah, I was going to say, that's the most likely thing you would do is just make him new ones.
Yeah, I kept the original because it had some sentimental value. I think my dog ate one of them. Like, completely.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, not Sprocket. Old dog, Jazz. Little black mutt poodle type dog that we had when I was really little. But he came down to Georgia with me. If not him, I literally in front of my desk, my artist desk, I have artist specific figures, and I have a lot of old school figures. I actually have the old Castle Grayskull up there from He-Man.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Ooh, I played with that when I was little.
Oh, it's so cool.
I always got to be the one girl.
Oh, you were Tila.
Yeah.
Or a sorceress. Or Evelyn. Okay, never mind.
She's red hair.
Huh?
She had red hair.
Yeah, you were Tila.
There we go.
That's still pretty badass. but yeah, no, that Michelangelo, still up there. If not, probably a Spider-Man figure, because many have come through my hands, but they pretty much are all displayed somewhere.
Right.
Either at my mom's house or in the studio, my current place. So yeah, I would probably say a Spider-Man figure or something, much like Adam had it, you know, with him and whatnot, that either a Spider-Man or Michelangelo have kind of come along for the ride. The Wonder Boy custom figure might be that's traveled the most, just because I bring that figure to all the shows because he's part of the table.
He's part of the lineup.
Yeah, and so I have him displayed in random places. He actually came out to San Diego because I was showing him off as part of, hey, this is what I can do. Hire me, please. But yeah, so I don't know. Legos, also awesome. Adam came over. We did drink and build. That was fun.
I made a space plane.
You did? It's still together in the tub. And I made the Batmobile. But yeah, no, I'm going to go with the Wonder Boy figure just because that one travels with me the most nowadays. But
okay.
Action figures in general, I suppose.
Yeah.
Would be the easy answer.
So, Kia, now you've had two stories think of something. Yeah. If anything comes to mind.
You know, the first thing that was coming to mind, they're not really toys, like, you know, like art supplies, and I was a big crafter, so I still have just drawers and drawers of supplies from the various art crazes that I was into over the course of my life.
Did you do those kits that were the books with the little, like, the Ziploc klutz things, like those craft things?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah. I had a whole collection of those. And I would be into something for about a month and get all the appropriate materials and make one or two things and then move on to the next thing. I've always sort of been like that. But I did have this stuffed animal named Angelina. It was a pink mouse that I took with me all the way to college.
Hmm.
Yes, confessions. And
these are her confessions.
Yes, I don't sleep with her anymore. I'm married now, so I'm sure Zach appreciates that. But yeah, she stuck with me for a long time. I still have her, of course. But yeah, she was a present from our dear Uncle RB, who is a sound man. He would appreciate this.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I still have my Winnie the Pooh somewhere. I know it's around here somewhere. I just have to figure out which box it's in at this point. Yeah.
Good time.
What was that that clay stuff where you could get the different colors and then you could make a little burger, like little thing that you'd cook in the oven and then it'd be permanent?
Fimo.
Fimo.
Yeah.
Because, thinking of craft stuff, my sisters did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I remember them making it and thinking, wow, it's cool, but then, like, there's that, it doesn't really have the longevity. It's more the committing time, like, 2 hours to making the perfect hot dog.
I'm just putting this out there, but whoever was the genius that went, you know what we should do with Play-Doh? We should make devices that make it look like food. Because I remember my cousins had like the McDonald's thing or something like that. And I cannot tell you how many friggin' Play-Doh burgers I had to eat as a small child.
Play-Doh spaghetti.
Oh, Lord, it was bright salty. Pink. And yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, burger patties aren't fluorescent green. Shut up and eat it. Okay. This isn't a happy meal at all. You know, it's just, brings tears to my eyes just thinking about that flavor. There was no flavor to savor.
No. Yeah, because I remember when there was the make your own Play-Doh at home, and that stuff was like,
it was salt.
It was salt, but it was a thing where they said, yeah, of course you can eat it. Because, I mean, the other stuff was non-toxic.
See, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, well, you're not supposed to eat it, but this other stuff was just like cornstarch, salt, and...
Yeah, see, I remember...
I don't remember.
I remember that being like a big part. They're like, yeah, you can definitely eat it. And what's the first thing you do? You taste
you
it.
You eat it.
Because you're like, I want to know why I can eat this and not Play-Doh. And that stuff was just as bad.
Yeah, it was not very good. But I just remembered that flavor. Ugh.
Salt and stale.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember it well.
Or oobleck.
Oobleck is awesome.
Oobleck.
Do you remember at Groveland during the science fair, someone made like a big pan of it, and you could stand, you could run and jump.
Yes.
And you'd go quack. And then you'd slowly sink, and it was like, oh, get out, get out, get out, get out. I mean, it was only like 2 inches.
On MythBusters, they made an entire tank of it.
That's how people die. God.
Can you imagine how much cornstarch that would take? Ugh. And this guy ran across it.
Adam Savage did.
It was a really... He? Oh, it was so long. Oh, so cool.
Was that...
That'd be so fun.
It's basically just cornstarch and water, right?
That's it?
Yeah.
You just have to have the right proportion.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that's how you could kill someone real easy. Yeah, try to move. Becomes a solid. But sucker.
I remember that. That was the same lesson where they taught everybody how to cook crack, essentially, because everyone was instructed to make that little spoon out of tinfoil and then cook it over the fire. And you'd see that it got harder and that if you took it off the heat, then it would turn
cook
back
it down.
Into
you'll have a real good time. Yeah, you'll have a real good time.
Exactly. It was just a bunch of like fifth graders or whatever sitting there, what could look like cooking
my
crack.
Gosh.
Really green Martian crack or something.
What are you doing? Nothing. I'm doing nothing. You smell terrific. I can taste colors and I can fly. Is that toast? Do I smell toast?
Oobleck.
That stuff, however, you should not eat. I'm just putting that out there for all the listeners. Don't eat the oobleck.
I believe it, but I feel like that was another thing where you at least tasted it.
But cornstarch is in everything. Why wouldn't you eat it?
Oh, because the texture is terrible and just does not end well. So
it's not advisable, but you could eat it.
To be fair, you can eat glass. It's not advisable.
Well said.
Glass.
Packing peanuts. I mean, they put peanuts in the name, so it's kind of... Everyone has to do that.
Yeah. I was just remembering the... along the lines of... food-shaped things that's not food, or non-food-shaped things that are actually food, because there was a company for a while.
What?
You'll understand in a moment.
Okay.
There was a company that made hard candies that were shaped like Lego bricks for a while. Do you remember?
Those things were sharp.
And then they got banned.
Yeah, because people started trying to eat real Legos. Because they thought those were candy, too.
And mean parents would swap them.
Intentionally.
Yeah, swallow the 4x2. No, not the Technic one. That one has holes. You can breathe.
Build a tower in your stomach. You need more bricks.
Do you remember they made Lego gummies? Like fruit snacks of Legos?
I do not.
I vaguely recall that.
I just remember being highly disappointed that you could not connect them. At all. Like, you could smash them together like you can any fruit snack and end up with just a mismatched, tie-dyed piece of sugary crap. But I remember being highly disappointed that there was no, like, means to attach. That would have been cool.
It was just too puffy.
Yeah, it was gummy.
Too smushy.
Yeah.
Too much smush.
Too much.
Oh, fruit snacks.
So my answer is Legos. They're right there. I just bought some. The end.
What'd you get?
Those three model pack things where you can make it into one thing, or you can make it into another thing, or you can make it into another thing.
Okay.
I think what it was, car. I think they're all just cars, just variations of cars.
In addition to the Lord of the Rings Legos and the DC and the Avengers Legos that have come out, they released this like crazy monster hunter thing, and there's like vampire limo zombie hunter. And shit like that.
You say limo?
Yeah, it's
as in they ride around in a,
not like a limo. Like, it's more like a Munster's car type thing. Like, it's more of a hearse type thing. But they call it, I think they call it a limo, or it's funky looking. But they basically re-released all the old like ghost and monster parts.
The one released. Piece that went completely over.
Yeah, it's really cool. Kind of geeky, but yeah, it's good times.
Cool. How's everything sound?
Everything's sounding very nice.
Good. We should start soon.
Yes.
So this would be good beverage bathroom break.
Beverage, not at the same time.
No.
Bathroom.
So that, and then when everyone's back, we'll just kind of do the soft opening that we do now and just kind of keep going with the conversation.
Ease into the show. Yes.
Yep. And then halfway through, Adam will do the Stitcher ad, which
I've got queued up.
Thank you. And then we'll play Movie Bluff.
Ooh, cool.
Which did they
yeah.
give you the rundown?
Yes.
Dave, you learned the trilogy rule, right?
No.
Okay, so the one thing that we've added on is that whenever a movie that's within a trilogy or series is brought up, you're not allowed to bring up any other movie in that series or trilogy for at least three movies.
Question.
Yes.
So if, like, just out of, is it like a franchise? So if someone goes Batman Begins, you couldn't bring up like 1989 Batman?
We've determined that it is according to...
trilogy, actual trilogies?
No, more so main consistent character. We based it on the Bond concept. Oh, okay. So you could do a Pierce Brosnan to Sean
Moore
Connery.
Sean Connery, okay.
But you couldn't go in between all of the Pierce Brosnans.
So you... Okay, so yeah, you could... So...
If Adam West was in one of the most recent Batmans, you could link it from new to old.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so basically it is kind of franchise based. Yeah.
I have a question about movie titles.
Well, I mean, production.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
What's up?
So let's say I don't know the full names of certain Star Wars ones or something like that. Would it be okay to say Star Wars Episode 1? Would that count, or would I have to know the whole name?
We base it off of its IMDb entry, so I'm assuming it'd probably want full.
Oh, my gosh.
Episode 1, Phantom Menace.
Well, that won't come up very as often as you might think.
That's true.
That was actually through...
There aren't as many subtitled movies.
That was actually through Leonard Maltin Game.
Well, I was looking at your Scott Pilgrim poster, and I would just call the movie Scott Pilgrim, but the
Scott
full
Pilgrim
name is Scott
the
Pilgrim
world.
Versus the World I Discovered. So just I might not know all the...
Right.
You know.
The blank stares usually really helps. Like, everyone's kind of egging you on. It's like, yeah, and?
We'll see.
And then the other thing to remind people is make sure to lock in your answer. Like, as soon as you lock in your answer by saying either cast or... movie, then you know the game gets to keep going, because a lot of people like give their answer and they sit back like, yeah, I'm awesome. It's like, oh wait, movie.
Yeah.
So
gotcha.
Helpful note. So otherwise, bathroom, beverage,
cool. And so then it would go on to the next person.
Yes.
Party
Okay.
Party.
Oh, look, I got that. Okay, grabbing myself.
These for the
stuff.
Wait, what?
Oh, that's an Avengery.
Oh, Avengers Alliance.
Yeah.
I have not gone on that game in probably over a month and a half now.
I'm the same thing with Simpsons Tapped Out at this point.
Yeah.
I haven't played that. Well, because they only built it up to 20 levels.
Yeah.
And so I got there halfway through the disconnect of the game.
Yeah.
And now it's back live, and I have nothing to do.
Which game?
All the way down.
Avengers
to the
Alliance.
It's on the left.
Yep. Oh, you were on it that early?
Huh?
You were on it that early?
Yeah.
Where they only had it built to level.
Yes.
Wow.
And so,
they've gone way past that now.
Yes.
No, talking about different game.
Oh, what's this?
Simpsons Tapped Out. I never played that one.
Avengers Alliance, I actually was on the beta of it, and you could go up to level 15. At that point in time, but what sucked is when they launched it live, they reset your character.
Oh, that's horrible.
Because that's why I was like, oh, this is pretty cool, and I started building up, and then I was like, oh, fuck this. Like, I'm not doing all this crap again.
Doesn't take that long to get to level 15.
Dude, I have no time.
I know.
But it
is a nice unwinding activity.
It is, but right now my unwinding activity is more work.
More work, yes.
It's like must tone pages, must try to sleep at least 5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, the headphones make everything so hot.
I know. What?
I texted Emily, but she did not text me back.
She is with her mom. Her mom is not doing so hot today.
Ah, okay.
In terms of...
not feeling well.
Okay.
So she was making dinner last night. I heard from her.
It happens. I still really like that photo. Why did you not...
at just the right time.
Why did you not post that photo?
I feel like I did. I don't think I tagged it, though, because I posted it through the Frank Oz account.
I think you posted it as the episode picture, and sometimes the episode picture is harder to access than the...
Because I do not remember that picture at all. And I really like that. That would probably be my profile picture right now. Somebody tag it.
Let's see if technology can help us out.
I don't have the phones that are smart.
Bloody him. Bloody him.
Bloody him. Bloody L.
I wonder when that photo was taken. That might help.
Does it, does it adjust to your level, basically? To make it difficult, Katie? Is it difficult?
Nope.
Where is it? I don't know.
I don't even remember when that one was. In
that would have been probably June.
Kind of unstable SO8 to do it.
Cause
I've been playing
last month.
Any messages
maybe. Well, I'm trying to think of who I was on here last with.
Found it.
Nice. When was it from?
I don't know. I just found it in my lineup.
Oh,
but you still have to use
everything.
It to do a battle. Well, I knew they were going to do that, but it's still not
does
the
this sound
coolest.
Good?
Yeah, we're still good.
Check. Oh, dude.
Why? Do you hear something I don't hear?
Oh, no. I just moved back into position, so
oh, okay.
I just wanted to see if this is...
Yeah, sounds good.
Creepiest holiday song ever.
Yeah, not over-modulating or anything.
I just moved back
do
in.
Do you hear what I hear?
I do.
So creepy. Comes from a good set from Matt Bronger. Good show.
That can be a bass backup.
There you go.
Get all, other thing. Phones. Vibrate, please. I knew there was one last thing I was supposed to remember before I turned the timer on.
Turn your phones to vibrate.
Yes.
And your vibrators to phone mode.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. Though wouldn't that technically be the same thing anyway, since it's already a vibrator, wouldn't it make the same noise?
Well, the person might not. Hi-oh!
Okay!
Huh? What?
What? I was just wondering if it made a sound every time you put it on vibrate.
Oh, I just turned it off.
Oh, okay. That would be funny. It's like,
I'm trying to be
quiet.
Oh,
you don't want me to make noise now. Okay.
I'm turning me off.
When I went out with that super strict doctor guy, I lived in this really uptight Jewish neighborhood.
Oi.
I drove my mom's convertible over there once, and I went to go unlock it, and I assumed just putting the key in the lock and unlocking it would be quieter than doing the unlock button, which makes a little noise.
Yeah, the bloop, bloop.
So I tried to unlock it with my key, and it just goes... And then it's dark, so I can't see my keys, and I'm trying to, like, all these, like, Jewish people are coming to me, looking out at me, like,
what is the little blonde girl doing out there? Playing with her keys.
Why does she have a car on Sunday?
Yeah.
What?
They were the type of Jewish neighbor that did not drive cars on Sundays.
They couldn't do anything on Sundays.
Orthodox.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be ignorant or anything.
Did they have the bitch and sideburns?
Yeah.
Probably had curls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The prayer shawls under their shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Tradition.
Anyway. So that won't make any sense to kids at home if we hear that part. But anyway.